WMSO Radio.
North Shore Now.
News and Sports. North Shore Today. Brought to you by the Sylvan Street Grill and the Bradford Tavern. A great place to meet and a great place to eat. Hi, everyone, and welcome to North Shore Today. It's Wednesday, the 23rd day of March. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Rick will be checking in with us in just a little while with some updates from the Cape Ann area. We scan some of the newspapers in just a moment here and tell you what's happening in the news. Our guest today, we're going to play an interview that we did with Jack Stafford. Jack is the male Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month winner for the month of February. And he plays hockey for the Lynn Jets, and he also plays lacrosse for the Lynn Jets, the high school hockey team and lacrosse teams for the Lynn Public Schools. So Jack Stafford joining us here in just a few moments here on MSO News Sports on our North Shore Today program. Our videos today, we got a variety of videos here today, some different ones here. Now, maybe we should start a feature with folks that are celebrating birthdays. So Joan Crawford, the actress from many, many years ago, is celebrating, well, would be celebrating a birthday if she were alive today. She was born in 1908, and we have an interesting clip with Joan Crawford as she guests on The Lucy Show. Now, this is not the Lucy and Desi show, the black and white show that was so popular, I guess, back in the 50s. This is the one that came later on with Lucy and Ethel later on, and it was Lucy Carmichael, if I'm not mistaken. She worked at a bank, and anyways, you catch a little clip of that television show with Joan Crawford. The kinds of things that they did back, was that probably the mid-60s, late 60s, something like that, a show like that. And you'll see that clip, but again, happy birthday to Joan Crawford. We also have a skit that did not get on Saturday Night Live this past week, or 2 weeks ago, rather, with Ariana Grande, who actually was very talented in that program. But anyways, it's a March Madness skit. Obviously, March Madness basketball is huge now, but this skit shows you two guys that just don't get March Madness. That's a video on our website. And also, in case you've missed it or missed the hype, Batman and Superman is the new movie, I guess, is coming out on Friday. And I don't know who wins, if there is a winner or not. See, my money would be on Superman. But anyways, we got a review down below. A little update on Batman versus Superman. Some thoughts on that movie coming out. If you haven't heard about it, you probably hear about it in the next day or so. Anyways, those are our videos, and that's what we have for you today. Let's take a look at some of our news stories. Top story today, or one of the top stories in the Salem News today, involves that proposed second MBTA commuter rail stop proposed for South Salem. Now, it's a big project. It'd be about $25 million. And in a front page story, Ethan Foreman writes that the city is offering four possible sites for that station. Proposed one of the stops would allow access to such areas such as South Salem. That would be Salem State University, Salem Hospital, North Shore Medical Center. And some residents, however, as I read from the article here, a few paragraphs in, some residents are concerned about having ramps, platforms, and trains so close to their neighborhoods. Those people's backyards, literally, said Amy McKeon, who grew up on Lawrence Street, said her parents still live on that street. You are literally going to put this station in my backyard, said Don Hess, about a proposal that showed a platform running parallel to Lawrence Street. He asked about the effects of noise and lights on his family and whatever. So you can see that good idea for a project. Imagine the power of being able to have another T stop or a train stop in Salem for that South Salem area. In fact, we were talking with Representative Jerry Paracello from Beverly a number of weeks ago, and he was sharing how the number of train stops that Beverly has. I think it's four MBTA train stops in the city of Beverly, two different lines there, but four different stops in the city of Beverly. So good luck with that. And again, not that hopefully things can be worked out with neighbors, but it's obviously a big project. But that's a front page story in today's Salem News written by Ethan Foreman. In the item today, front page, Bridget Turcott writes a story about a man. Oh, man, don't you feel for these guys? I mean, water in the basement. There's nothing worse than that. But this guy in Saugus, Jack Perry, has been trying to prevent his home from flooding every time there's heavy rains. Now 79 years old, The resident blames nearby the Elm Street Bridge for this problem, saying that it lacks adequate drainage. The Perrys have spent $100,000 to repair water damage to their home that they've lived in since the 1960s. So I guess they're talking about the size of the drains and different things along that area. But obviously, if you've got water problems, it's a tough thing every time. Well, especially this time of year with the spring rains and so on. That's in the front page of the item today. One other story of that we've talked about in the past, but apparently, the race for the sheriff, the Essex County sheriff seat being vacated. But Lynn City Councilor Darren Sear is not going to be a candidate. He drops out of the bid. So Sear is a Democrat and has made an announcement this week saying that he is out. He will not be seeking that seat. Well, we've got a number of other stories to tell you about today as well. Obviously, our thoughts and are with the folks all in Brussels with the terrorist attack there yesterday. Tragic event that happened over 24 hours ago now. Also, there were some primaries yesterday. Rick will be joining us in just a moment with our Cape Ann update. There are some primaries yesterday. Three different states for the Democrats, two different states for the Republicans. The big state for Donald Trump, he won Arizona. Ted Cruz won Utah. And actually, I understand Trump came in third in Utah. But overall, Trump gets more delegates. I guess both states were winner-take-all delegates, it appears on the delegate count tally board that I see. And that means Trump continues on. So you figure 100% of the delegates that were up yesterday split 50-50, not 50-50, but would be split two ways. The two different winners would get all of those delegates. And what I'm saying is Arizona is a bigger take for Donald Trump than Utah was for Ted Cruz. So right now, Trump was 680 delegates, needing 1,237 for the nomination. Cruz is number two, 423. Marco Rubio is actually in third place, ahead of fourth place John Kasich, the governor from Ohio. So that's the latest. And Bernie Sanders won two states last night, but Hillary won the one big one. And so she actually gets more delegates last night for winning one state than Bernie gets for winning two states. But the size of the states obviously proportion out the delegates. Well, let's step aside. Join Rick Moore will be joining us here, and then we'll be back with some more news stories. And also Jack Stafford will be joining us as well. He is the Moynihan Lumber Male February Student Athlete of the Month Award winner from the Lynn Jets hockey and lacrosse teams right here on North Shore Today. Rick?
Alrighty then, Bill. Not a really astounding news day on Cape Ann, but a couple of things in the Gloucester Times that are worth mentioning. Ray Lamont talks about the hotel over near the fort, over by where the Bird's Eye building used to be. There's a brand new hotel that's being built on the waterfront. It is called Beauport Gloucester. It's been in process for over a year now. And according to Ray's story, the hotel is set to open Memorial Day weekend this year, which I guess is a little bit of ahead of schedule. Friday, May 27, will mark the dawn of this year's Memorial Day weekend, the unofficial start of summer, of course, and the aggressive working target date for the opening of the Beauport Hotel Gloucester on Commercial Street and the city's waterfront. And according to Ray, Sherry Zizek, local managing partner for developer Beauport Gloucester LLC, and Lee Delacour, the CEO of Windover Construction and the project's chief contractor, both say that early June may be more realistic as the opening date for what has emerged as a 94-room hotel with a restaurant, ballroom, and other amenities. And, according to the article, there have been 90 to 100 weddings already booked as of Monday for the year 2016 and 2017 so far. And I guess overall the hotel is going to cost about $40 million in cost to construct. And apparently it's going to be a little bit pricey, I guess, for overnight. We'll have to check to see what that's going to be. I don't think they list that here, but we'll get to that sometime in the future. Anyway, they expect to hire between 240 and 320 full-time and part-time workers, which is good news for Cape Ann. So there you go. Hotel Beauport should be opening on time. Another article by Sean Horgan in the paper talks about the proposed new fishing rules, something for everyone to hate, and that even intrudes on sport fishermen now with respect to getting groundfish and so on. So more NOAA cuts, according to the article in the Gloucester Times. And what was the other thing I wanted to mention? Oh, yeah, there was a hearing apparently for no new development on Gloucester's 10-pound island. Over the years, it's been a home to a fish hatchery, a U.S. seaplane base, a lighthouse, and other things over there. But there is a group organized, over 100 people showed up saying they don't want any development, they don't want a new dock or anything over there on 10 Pond Island, just leave it so that you can get there by swimming, by kayak, by rowboat or whatever, and just go visit the island. So apparently that will stay as is, although again, stay tuned. Finally, Bill, here's the big news. Rockport Community Egg Hunt will take place at 2 p.m., on Saturday, March 26th, that's this coming Saturday, it'll be at Rockport Elementary School at 24 Jordan's Lane. The Rockport Division of the Cape Ann Chamber of Commerce will sponsor the annual Rockport Community Egg Hunt for grades pre-K through first at the elementary school playground. Preschool children will be grouped in one section, children in kindergarten, first grade in another. In addition to assorted candies and chocolates, the hunt will also feature a number of special eggs to be redeemed for prizes. And if you want to provide some financial support for the Rockport Community Egg Hunt or to make a contribution of wrapped candy or a small prize or even a volunteer, contact Missy Anzavino at 978-546-3300 or the Chamber at 978-283-1601. And finally, Bill, I will be having an interview. I don't know if we're going to get it in this program or not, or I'll post it later on, but I've got an interview coming up with Marianne Dyson. She is one of the first flight controllers at the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, NASA, who was involved in the shuttle program not that long ago. And she's also an author. She's written many books for young adults. She's authored a biography as well, an autobiography more or less. And she's also worked with the world-famous Buzz Aldrin on a book about Mars. So I hope to be talking with her. She lives in Ohio, but her message is for the young and young at heart everywhere. So, again, that interview will be coming up. And that's it from here.
All right, Rick, thank you. A couple of other notes here, some national news notes that we have for you. The story on Apple from the Justice Department, I got a story here today written by two different writers in the Wall Street Journal. It's Apple win comes with cost. The Justice Department's move to postpone a highly anticipated showdown with Apple Inc. over unlocking a terrorist iPhone appears to be a victory for Apple, but it comes at a cost. The suggestion that there may be a gap in the software protecting the contents of recent iPhones. Since 2014, Apple has said that it had no way of breaking into phones using the most recent versions of its software. In resisting the government order, Apple argued that creating software to do so could endanger all of its customers. Late Monday, the government postponed the case, saying it was investigating a method for getting into the iPhone without Apple's help. So they don't have to go to court now, but now they know that their phones can be compromised. So this suggestion that the very thing that Apple feared already exists in some form, and it exists outside of the walls of the company. And so the U.S. Magistrate Judge Sherry Pim late Monday suspended her February 16 order that Apple help investigators unlock the iPhone. So on and on that story goes, but that's written. It's a business story in today's, a business tech story in today's Wall Street Journal. Just ahead now, we've got Jack Stafford with us from he'll be joining us. He again is the February Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month Award winner.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan, and today I'd like to speak to you about the North Shore Student Athlete Program. Sponsored by Moynihan Lumber in conjunction with the Salem News, the Daily Item, the Newburyport Daily News, and the Gloucester Times. The program, now in its 24th year, celebrates high school students who excel not just on the playing field, but in the classroom as well. Male and female winners are chosen each month. All student athletes must be nominated by their coaches. Nominations for the program are made via email to nsstudentathlete@gmail.com. Youngsters who are nominated must have a B average or better. Monthly winners are then eligible to be selected as Student Athletes of the Year. Yearly winners and their families are recognized at a luncheon at the Salem Country Club held in early June. Please remember, all youngsters playing a varsity sport at any high school on the North Shore, public, private, or parochial, are eligible.
Moynihan Hand Loafer, we measure up.
MSO Radio, keeping you in touch with North Shore news and sports newsmakers, such as Adam DeBagis, girls basketball coach at Bishop Fenwick High School.
I'm just really happy. My girls play great, I thought, and just tough. And they've been there four times in a row, so, you know, it's like the old John Wooden quote there. I think he said something about, experience doesn't matter when, you know, experience is overrated.
Congratulations to Bishop Fenwick on their state title. This is MSONewsSports.com. MSO Radio is where you can hear live play-by-play sports. Stay connected with North Shore newsmakers. Listen to exclusive sports interviews with coaches and players. North Shore News Radio, North Shore Sports Radio. This is MSO News Sports Now. Joining us right now, Jack Stafford, who is the goaltender for the Lynn Jets, and he also is the Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the month of February. And Jack, congratulations on that award, and congratulations on really a great winter season with the Lynn Jets.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, Jack is the goaltender of the team, and I understand you finished at 13-4-1 with a 1.31 goals against average, 949 save percentage, and six shutouts. So you had really a fantastic year, and your team had a great year as well.
Yeah, definitely. We were working pretty hard the entire year, you know, to all maintain the same goal, which was just to win some games and support me as much as possible.
Yeah. As far as the season, Jack, what were a couple of the highlight games for you? What would you say were a couple of the highlight games?
I think our Gloucester game at home, it really made a statement for us, shutting them out, because they came into you know, our home rink with one of the highest goals per game average, and to shut them out and win on our home ice, it felt great. And I also had a big game against Peabody. I think I had 42 saves on 43 shots, so I let up one goal. We ended up losing that game, but I think with the amount of saves I made that game, I really made a statement for myself and for my team.
Yeah, you guys have really made a statement, I think, for Lynn hockey, playing with some of the North Shore's best team and playing them, you know, pretty tough. I mean, now Marblehead's a tough matchup for you guys, but those guys did well in the postseason, you know, as well as some other teams like Gloucester as well. So, you didn't pull that one out, but otherwise you had a great season.
Yeah, definitely. We played Marblehead the first game. That was a bust. It was a very low point in the season. Then we ended up playing them a second time in a Newburyport tournament. We only lost to them 4-1, including an open net. So that was a hard fought game. They're a great team. They just, once they get those two goals, they just keep rolling, and they feed off that energy from those two goals.
Jack, now I understand that let me just talk about your teammates. One last question on the Lynn Jets, and that would be, you know, as you look at your teammates, is it one of your guys on the team kind of step up this year, or several of them, and really contribute big time or unexpectedly this year for the Jets?
Yeah, definitely. We've had some defensemen step up. A couple of freshmen, actually, Troy Pekovic, Ryan Craig, and Stephen Patry. He's a junior, but he didn't get much ice time freshman and sophomore year, and this year I think they all really stepped up and helped us and actually contributed offensively as well as defensively.
Well, we're talking with Jack Stafford from the Lynn Jets, a Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month winner for the month of February. And Jack, you're in the classroom, I understand. One of your favorite classes is one you're just taking right now. It's an elective, but it's street law. Tell me about that class and what you hope to do with it.
Street law is a great class. The first half of the year is street law, where we learn about just basic things of law, like Miranda rights, due process, all that. And then the second half of the year is actually criminal law, where we get into the trial and everything, and after the trial, and where you go after the trial, and all your rights and everything in the criminal law part.
Now, at this time of the year, you're out for lacrosse. So tell me about your role on the lacrosse team, which is another combined Lynn team with English and classical, correct?
Yes.
What's your position? And you've played there. This is not your first year playing lacrosse, I take it.
Right. I started playing lacrosse in sixth grade. When I was in the fifth grade, I ended up dropping baseball, and then I started playing lacrosse in Salem for Salem Youth Lacrosse. And as time went on, I started moving around, and then I made my way to Swampscott Youth Lacrosse. Played there for 2 years, and then once high school started up, I started for the Lynn Lacrosse, which was Lynn Shamrocks my freshman year. And then last year we actually switched over to the Lynn Jets and got New Jerseys, and for them I've been playing center midi, I've been FOGO, just taking face-offs, and then I get off, and then I go right on attack, which is the more offensive position.
All right. Well, Jack, anything else you want to share with us about either the Jets or lacrosse or what else, or about winning the award from the student-athlete folks?
Yeah, it's definitely it's always good to see the hard work that we all put in pay off. Especially me, before the season started, I was putting in a lot of work with the East Coast Spartans. We play out of Lynn, and just putting in a ton of work preseason, during season practices, working hard, and it's always good to see a payoff winning the MVP of Northeastern Conference and winning the scholarship award.
Gotcha. Well, congratulations to you, and you're so well spoken. You'll do very well, I'm sure, whatever you decide to do later on after high school and beyond. But again, congratulations on what you've been able to achieve, and have a great lacrosse season.
Thank you very much.
All right, that's Jack Stafford from the Lynn Jets, and again, the male Moynihan Lumber student athlete of the student athlete award winner from the month of February, right here with us on MSONewsSports.com.
MSO Radio. North Shore Now. News and sports. Marketing and advertising slots are now available on MSONewsSports.com. Banner advertising, radio commercials. We have numerous marketing and advertising opportunities on our website. Banner advertising, radio commercials in both news and sports programming. Catch on with us now. We have special spring and summer promotions. We are providing an exclusive product, radio and video features with North Shore Newsmakers. For more information, click on the advertise button on the top right-hand corner of our webpage. MSO Radio is where you can hear North Shore news and sports newsmakers, such as Newburyport High School football coach Mike Levine.
So the first thing for me is going to be to incorporate a lot of the wonderful guys that worked here last year with Coach Gaudiano, along with any new staff members that we bring on, and make sure that I have a staff that kids feel comfortable with, that I feel comfortable with, and I'm sure we'll end up with some excellent football coaches, and together we'll put this team where it needs to be.
Good luck to Newburyport head football coach Mike Levine. This is MSONewsSports.com. MSO Radio. North Shore Now. News and sports. Josh Arnold's Trending Now.
What do you think of the presidential primaries now? I mean, it's you know, we've made it this far along. Any sense of how it's... do you see anything coming out of this other than a Trump-Clinton square off in November?
Trending Now with Josh Arnold on MSO News Sports.
And welcome back to North Shore Today along with Rick Moore. I'm Bill Newell. Thanks for being with us. Sports-wise, well, Monday was the first day of spring sports practices on the North Shore. And, of course, we had the snowstorm. A lot of schools did not have school that day. But now I think people are outside and hopefully fields aren't too wet. But the spring sports practices are underway. That means we'll be getting our spring sports previews ready as well. We'll be hearing from a number of coaches and athletic directors in the days ahead. And speaking of athletic directors, a story we have talked about a number of different times, but there is a sports story here, front page sports section story done by Steve Krause, their sports editor, and it is basically a feature on Gary Malaya, who is the school's former athletic director and football coach, and he is now the assistant principal at the school. So he left that position, and so now they are in the process of hiring a new athletic director, and there are a lot of indications that it's going to be the assistant athletic director there, Dick Newton, at English High School. And also, in case you missed it, in yesterday's Salem News, Phil Stacey wrote the story on James Coffey, the athletic director at Beverly High School, and his move at the end of the school year to become the athletic director at Falmouth High School in Falmouth, Maine. Nice story there, and we've talked about that a number of times weeks ago now, well, over a week ago. And so, again, best of luck to James Coffey, the Beverly athletic director, who, again, will be with Beverly for this whole spring season and right till the end of the school year before heading up to Maine. Of course, and we've also talked about Beverly's losing their assistant principal and football coach, Dan Bauer. He is going to become the new principal at Marblehead High School for the, well, he'll be taking over in the summertime, but for the start of the 2016-17 school year. And we've talked about that story as well. Anyway, you stay in touch with us by sending us an email at msonewsports@gmail.com, msonewsports@gmail.com. And follow us on Twitter as well, at MSO News Sports, at MSO News Sports. With Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Say thanks for being with us here on North Shore today on MSONewsSports.com.
MSO Radio, North Shore Now, news and sports. Monday nights at 7, it's North Shore Sports Night, the North Shore Sports Talk Show with Rick Moore and Tim Kearns. MSONewsSports.com.